Big shout out to all our Olympians. The swimmers delivered Australia's first medals at the Tokyo Games. The women's 4x100m freestyle relay team took out gold and set a new world record. The men picked up bronze in the 400m individual medley and silver in the 400m freestyle. So a terrific, terrific effort from all our swimmers, not just those in the medals yesterday, and more to come today. But there were disappointments too. Wimbledon champion Ash Barty crashed out of the women's singles in the first round, really affected, she said, by the heat. It's very, very hot and sultry in Tokyo. ABC sports reporter Tracy Holmes is there in Tokyo in the Olympic City. Tracy, welcome back to breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Tracy, you've got a few Olympics under your belt. What's it like covering Olympic Games in the time of COVID?
It's very interesting and a lot more difficult, I'd have to say. There's restrictions everywhere, as you can understand, because there was such angst about the Olympics coming to Tokyo, and the general public is still quite wary. And you know that there are signs that the general public, if they see groups of people who are from the Olympics, they do kind of stop and stare. It's a very different feeling. It's not the usual buzz and excitement. There's no signage in the streets. It's very much as though the Olympics is taking place behind closed doors. And as you know, the venues are all empty.
Yeah, well, that's right. It is, in a sense, behind closed doors. Normally, you know, cheering crowds of tens of thousands of people are witnessing these events. There's no spectators because of the pandemic. How's that changing the atmosphere? And what about performances? Any sign of that? Or have you talked to anyone about that yet?
Yeah, I've spoken to quite a few people about that. It was quite interesting. Yesterday, one of the new sports here was skateboarding, and I went to the men's street event. And it was won by a young Japanese skateboarder, which was just terrific. But the atmosphere, it was quite incredible. There was still an atmosphere, even though there was nobody in the stands. And it just made you think, how exciting would it be if these stands were full? I mean, it was a glorious day. It's on the side of the water. The flags were blowing as though they were standing to attention. And all of this activity was taking place. There was really funky music being played, some great commentary, but it was an empty venue. And it kind of adds to this, not mystique, but it's almost, in some ways, it's like a mirage, like it's all happening. But it's very weird to have it happen without the support of spectators.
Yeah, I was watching that event from home and found the lack of atmosphere made it almost difficult to concentrate on it. We've got Australian skateboarder Hayley Wilson skating today. What's she looking like?
Yeah, she's in with a good chance. But as we found out yesterday, speaking with Shane O'Neill, it's one of those events where on the day it's anybody's. Shane was actually talking about the fact that the heat and humidity, he's a very technical skateboarder, the heat and humidity was melting the rubber in the trucks, making the wheels looser, making it very much more difficult for him to be able to do what he does. So, you know, it all impacts people differently.
A lot of action in the pool. Always this first week is a great hunting ground for Australia. We love it because we tend to do well in the pool. And yesterday our first gold, Bronte Campbell, Kate Campbell, Meg Harris, Emma McKeon, the 4x100m freestyle. They went in as favourites. They won the gold medal and they broke the world record. So the crowds didn't seem to affect them.
No, absolutely not. And a lot of people are saying that depending on the personality of the athlete, it depends on how they're going to respond. So some people really do love the some people love the idea that there's no crowds because they don't feel so nervous. Yeah. Other people, you know, are really lacking for it. So, yeah, it depends on the personality.
Well, we're really hoping a lot of people in lockdown here, something like 12, 14 million people in lockdown here, hoping for some good news to distract us in the pool today. Is the big one, and do you think we'll be looking for gold when Ariana Titmus faces off against Katie Ledecky in the 400 metres free?
Look, it's so interesting, isn't it? You know, of course the Australians want the Australian to win. Yeah, and we also know that the Americans have been watching this very, very closely. And Katie Ledecky is not the sort of person that takes to being beaten very well, which is exactly what happened at the World Championships in 2019. That was a shock for her. And I know that she's been working very, very hard on making sure that that is not repeated here. So it's a fascinating encounter. It's like, you know, the veteran and the student almost who's overtaking her. But let's not forget there's also others in that race, including China's Li Bingjie, who did look very, very promising in the heats as well. So, yeah, well, it's all ahead.
Emma McKeon in the pool for the women's 100-metre butterfly. This would be her second gold if she won it. She's got a few races ahead of her.
Oh, look, she does. She's not the only one. There's, you know, the swimming team has got so much on their plate, but a lot of them do too. And one of the others that I think we should mention just quickly are the triathletes, because there's a new event in the Olympics this time round, and it's a mixed triathlon, but they can only compete in that if they compete as individuals as well. So you're basically asking these triathletes to do their 1.5K swim, their 40K bike ride and a 10K run twice. And so the Australians look really good for the first up mixed triathlon event, but the men will be competing today. And I'm just on my way there now, if you can hear the breeze.
I can hear you moving
somewhere.
That's
the reason why.
But are you saying they have to do each of those events individually before they do them as a triathlon?
No. So they run the triathlon as an individual. They race the triathlon in the individual event, and then the team event is later in the week. So they'll do it again.
Wow. A lot of people, you know, disappointed to see Ash Barty go down at the first in the first game, as was she, I'm sure, and the heat, she said, was a big part of it. As you said, it's pretty damn hot there. But some of our tennis players have made it through. We've still got plenty of tennis to cheer.
We have got so much to cheer, Fran, and it doesn't matter where you look. There's a couple of other events that never, ever get much publicity. So one of those others will be happening later on today with the judo. And really interesting, we've been following the story of Safwan Khalil, who was here. He's done multiple Olympic Games. He was knocked out very, very quickly, but his wife, who was expected to be picked in the team, wasn't picked in the team, but her brother was, and her brother is competing a little bit later today, Jack Martin. So keep your eyes and ears open for him. And of course, we've got the surfing that can continuing as well. That wind that is picking up today, we've got the tropical storm that is off the coast. They don't think it's going to develop into a typhoon, but it has made conditions really good for the surfing, and the Australians are doing well in the men's and women's event there. So it's almost like, you know, the 30-plus sports here at the Olympics, we're well represented in pretty much most of them, Fran.
How are you getting around it all? I know you've got a real love for surfing. You're off to the triathlon. How are you getting around it all?
Well, there's buses that, you know, run about once every hour, which makes it a little difficult because sometimes you've got a plan to leave about 3 hours before any event starts because you need to get into a transport mall. And then from the transport mall, you hop on the bus to go to whichever particular destination you are going to. But, you know, it's efficient. It's working. It is strange. They limit the number of media that are allowed into media venues. So you have to apply the day before and hope that you qualify to be selected as one of the journalists that can go in that day. But it's working smoothly despite all of the overlay because of COVID.
Okay, Tracy, we look forward to speaking to you again in a couple of days. Just briefly, the Matildas, much loved in Australia, hit a big snag, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Matildas, they've faced a very difficult prospect now. To stay in the competition, they have to beat the USA, and that's unlikely.
Well, it's certainly a big ask. Tracy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Tracy Holmes, the ABC sports reporter, on the ground, as you heard, racing to her next event in Tokyo at the Games. And she'll be crossing to us a few times every week.